You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Very excitingly, in the studio, we've got Daffodils. Kia ora, guys. How are you?
Hello.
Kia ora.
Hello.
Good.
Hey, thanks for popping up this morning. You guys are playing a very cool gig this weekend. It's a Red Bull and Laneways Presents gig. It's at the Tuning Fork with Methyl Ethyl, all the way from over in Australia, and also Stink, who are another local band. But do you guys want to introduce yourselves? Tell us who you are and what your role in Daffodils is.
Yeah, I'm Isaac, and I play drums.
I'm Louis, I play the bass.
I'm Theo, I play guitar.
And I'm Jade, and I play the synth.
Awesome. How long have you guys been playing together as a band?
Like about 3 or 4 years now.
3 or 4 years?
Something like that, yeah.
Did you start at high school, is that right? You guys all still at high school, or are you just out?
Yeah, no, I wish.
It's our second year
Second year out.
This is my first year out.
Nice. Yeah. There we go. But still, that's like a massive thing, to start a band when you're in school and then also keep it going. That's a hard thing to do. And then, you know, be getting some success out of it as well. Have you guys had a lot of, you know, like mates come along to your gigs and like follow you through? You know, it's always nice when you get people follow you through your progression, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Heaps of mates that come and support us.
Yeah, we've got definitely like a lot of super supportive mates. Always come and have a mosh.
Have a mosh at a gig. It's very cool to be playing a Laneway Presents gig, though. Do you feel quite excited about that? A little bit nervous?
Not nervous, but excited.
Yeah,
nervous,
very
maybe.
Excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a bit of a party.
Bit of a party indeed.
Bit of a party.
Well, Methyl Ethyl, awesome. I've loved their stuff for a long time. Have you guys been fans for a while?
Yeah. I'm not like super familiar with a lot of their songs, but the ones that I do know are so good.
They'll also be very high energy, very fun, I believe. I know there's quite a few people excited for that gig up at BFM as well. Hey, who writes the songs in your band? Do you write them together? Do you sort of like do bits and pieces? How does your process work?
I'll like sort of get the bare bones of a song, and then we'll like workshop it together, so it ends up coming together completely different from how it started.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes they get started with just us jamming, all of that stuff, so it kind of changes from time to time.
Totally.
So
you write most of the lyrics, or do sometimes you guys jump in?
Yeah.
So where do you look to for inspiration? Who've been bands that you've loved growing up or listening to music when you're writing, that kind of thing?
I loved Jack White growing up.
Oh, who didn't? He's awesome.
Yeah. So cool.
I don't know, like heaps of 80s bands, all the sounds of the 80s.
Joy Division were a big one.
Inspiration, but yeah.
Is that something that you sort of actively try to bring into the sound of your music? Because there's definitely an element of that, I think. Or does it sort of just subconsciously filter through?
I think subconsciously, for me at least. My sort of drumming style's kind of developed along that, because that's the music I listen to, so.
Yeah, and how you learn to drum as well. I feel like the things you sort of learn along with kind of inform at least how you start making as well.
Yes, the music I like listening to, so I'd
Why would you not make that? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, so,
yeah. Totally.
Yeah. And I think it's partly like the sounds that we choose for a lot of stuff too. So with a lot of the synth parts and the guitar parts, they're like often drenched in chorus.
Yeah.
Like my chorus pedal stays on
all the
constantly.
Time.
Yeah.
So who do you work with when you're mixing songs together, when you're getting something together to release it? Do you guys do that? Do you have a team behind you? How do you get the song on, you know, platforms?
We've got a team of one person for mixing and producing and everything, and that's Joel Mulholland.
Shout out, Joel.
Shout out, Joel.
And he does a fantastic job. We're going to play a song of yours now. If people want to come and head along to catch you this weekend, it is a Red Bull and Laneway Presents gig. It's at the Tuning Fork with Methyl Ethyl. Oh, Galatos. Sorry, misreading here. And you can grab your tickets from redbull.co.nz/music for $10 tickets. And the door sales are $20, though, so make sure you jump on quickly. We're going to play, I think it's your most recent release.
Yeah.
So do you want to tell us a little bit about this song before we listen to it? It's called A Leo Underwater. What was this about?
It's about, like, that. It was sort of like while we were all leaving high school.
Mm-hmm.
And sounds real cliche now, but at the time I thought it was super deep.
Hey, a lot of really good music is written like that, I reckon.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with being a bit cheesy, but it's kind of about like losing your friendships as stuff changes and people move away and all of that stuff. It was specifically about a girl, but like I guess that's not really what's important anymore. But yeah, yeah. So
kind of a growing up song, maybe? Yeah. A little bit of
totally.
That? Well, we're going to listen to it now. Thank you, Daffodils, for coming up. I hope you have a great gig this weekend. It's going to be awesome.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.